WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
CD technology has inspired a lot of retrospective rock collections. Everyone from Eric Clapton to Jethro Tull, from the Allman Brothers to the Righteous Brothers have had their multiple-disc, digitally remastered Last Chance to Make a Killing. Some of these collections have been mere profit-raising efforts, a batch of greatest hits with a few obscurities thrown in to make the hefty price tag irresistible to the collector. Ryko Disc's new David Bowie collection, Sound and Vision, fits that description, but it's different. It attempts to give shape and weight to a singularly shapeless, weightless career.
Control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
That's the original demo version of what is probably Bowie's best known song. It was recorded in Bowie's bedroom in 1969, with Bowie playing the stylophone, an early variation on the synthesizer, and accompanied by John Hutchinson on guitar. By the early 70s, Bowie would be a joltingly original star, one of the performers who announced a break with the previous decade of rock and roll attitude. In the face of the hippie era's sincerity, engagement, and generosity, Bowie offered irony, distance, and self-absorption. Early Bowie favorites like Changes, The Man Who Sold the World, and Panic in Detroit, all included on Sound and Vision, announced the arrival of a new counterculture, a generation of overdressed pessimists, of androgynous naysayers who sneered and batted their eyelashes as a matter of pop cultural prerogative. Bowie was campy and arty, but he was also an aggressive rock and roller.
London by Tata, strange young town. London by Tata, brought me down. Don't like your new face, that's not nice. Got to go far, far. London by Tata. Gee, 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 take me away. Gee, 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 take me today. The boys in the clothes shops only carry for a pound. This carpet is a soggy and the ceiling's on the ground.
That's a previously unreleased 1970 track called London by Tata. Sound and Vision contains 46 songs, and the CD version of the package, perhaps in an attempt to justify the $59.98 price tag, includes a video disc featuring the tediously surreal video for the 1980 song Ashes to Ashes, yet another reason for not buying a video disc player. All of this is just the first stage of Ryko Disc's Bowie project. Starting early next year, the company will be releasing all 18 of Bowie's RCA albums on CD. As someone who admires Bowie's oddness and adventurousness more than I actually play his old albums, it's this Sound and Vision collection that I find most useful. I'll never want to sit through the entire CD of, say, Aladdin Sane, but I can easily imagine putting on this set, which follows a terrific song like Changes, with this typically peculiar version of Chuck Berry's Round and Round. Until now, it's only been available as a B-side single.
About 12 o'clock, well, the place was packed. The front doors were locked. I said the place is packed. When the police knocked, those doors flew back. Rockin' on rockin', round, round, round. Yeah, real man rockin', wanna be the sound. Well, they're not rockin', feel the room is down. Yeah.
That's David Bowie sounding like John Lennon imitating Paul McCartney doing his Little Richard impersonation on a Chuck Berry song. Pretty cool, huh? Or how about this, Bowie's previously unreleased 1975 version of a Bruce Springsteen song, It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City.
I was the king of the alley, mama. I could talk some trash. I was the prince of the paupers, crowned downtown at the beggar's bash. I was a pimp's main prophet. I kept everything cool. Just a backstreet gambler with a love dude.
left on the ground. And the devil appeared to me like Jesus through the steam and the speed, and showed me a hand that even the cops couldn't beat. And I felt his hot breath on my neck as I dove into the heat. It's so hard to be a saint when you're just a boy out on the street.
By choosing the music that was at once Bowie's most adventurous yet most disciplined, Sound and Vision makes a case for David Bowie as a vital pop innovator whose creativity peaked at the end of the 70s. These days, Bowie is trying to scare up listeners for the scarily desperate music he's making as part of the band Tin Machine. As an innovator, he's dead. But Sound and Vision embalms him in the most attractive manner possible.